This is Dr. Singham dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patients, our first name is Creflo, C-R-E-F-L-O. Last name is Mims, M-I-M-S. His date of birth is 7-11-1940. Date of evaluation is 6-1-2022. HPI history page, chief complaint psychiatric evaluation for cognitive assessment. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 81 years old married male who was admitted here on 5/24/2022 upon transfer from Ascension Providence Hospital, Novi. Patient chart indicates history of a fall, displaced intertrochanteric fracture of right femur, history of encephalopathy, congestive heart failure, thrombocytopenia, hypothyroidism, unspecified dementia, hypertensive heart disease, ischemic cardiomyopathy, non-rheumatic mitral valve insufficiency, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, cerebral aneurysm, history of ascites, patient was somewhat of a poor historian. He told me that he was in an auto accident. Here his chart indicates that he had a fall and subsequently suffered intertrochanteric fracture of right femur. Patient is not pleased to be in the nursing home, but denied any persistent feelings of sadness, depression, hopelessness. Social worker reports that his family believes that he was more cognitively intact prior to fall. Patient denied any history of paranoia, delusions, hallucinations, period. He reports that he lives with his wife and has four children. He reports that he did some kind of IT work. And believes that he was working up until recently. He reports that his sleep and appetite is adequate, and reports that people at this facility treat him well. There are no thoughts of harm to self or others. Next paragraph, review of systems. General weakness, pain, eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme, allergies, non-reported, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, prior history of psychiatric hospitalization denied, outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied. Next paragraph, social history, current relationship, married, number of children, 4. Current employment, patient alleges that he does IT type of work. A patient states that he does IT type of work. Next paragraph, under history, is inhabit medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history, see chart, no family history available, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied. Next paragraph, current medications, MAR reviewed, Aricept 5 milligram HS. Next paragraph, blood pressure is 104/73, pulse 56, respiration 20. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed, demeanor cooperative, motor movements of weakness, gait, sitting in a chair, speech soft, mood mildly dysphoric, affect constricted, thought process intact, association normal, thought content normal, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self. patient did not know the name of this facility. Memory, he could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. Attention, concentration, fair, fund of knowledge, fair. He knew Biden as a president and Gretchen Whitmer as a governor of Michigan. Judgment and insight limited. Sleep and appetite, fair. Next paragraph, diagnosis, mild cognitive impairment associated G31.84. Number two, rule out unspecified dementia without behavioral disturbance of 03.90. Plans, social worker reports that patient's family is concerned about use of Aricept and believes that there hasn't been much benefits from Aricept, and in fact it might have contributed to some increased confusion. Period, discontinue Aricept and monitor his condition before considering a retrial of an anticholinesterase inhibitor or an Amanda. Notify our service for any mood changes, behavioral problems. Period will follow with you as needed basis. Procedure code 99305, end of dictation.